Proclamation number 6217 of 22nd of March, 1955. Guide through the Spirit. Vineyard work. The Spirit within you constantly impels you to work for me and my kingdom. It constantly impels you to establish contact with me. And if you listen to it, you cannot help but walk correctly and be active as a faithful servant to me. And I will truly give you the opportunity to do so. For wherever just one person is willing to do beneficial work for his fellow human beings, erring souls, I will also lead such souls there which need help in spiritual adversity. And there will always be an opportunity for you to speak for me and my name. Because I myself create this opportunity for you. Because I myself assign the work to you which you should do. And because people's spiritual hardship is immeasurably great. If you could take a look from above at the earth shrouded in darkness, which is only very rarely broken through by sparks of light, you would be frightened by the darkness and willingly try to bring light into it. You would then understand my constant suggestion to do so. You would seek to illuminate the dark night of your own accord because you know the horrors of darkness and want to lead your fellow human beings towards the light. For anyone who stands in the light himself knows what such darkness means, and he also knows that people need help because they cannot find their way out by themselves. And an impenetrable darkness lies over the whole earth, for people do not remember me except for a few exceptions. They indeed have a god. But their god is Mammon, that is, he who is lord over darkness. They constantly strive only for his kingdom, earthly matter, which is transient. But that which is imperishable they do not remember. They keep their eyes closed for the light which could also shine upon them, or they are in such dark surroundings that no light can shine upon them. And yet, my love also wants to give them light, and anyone who offers himself as a bearer of light to go into the darkness in order to chase it away will truly find my approval and always support for his intention. I direct his steps correctly, I guide him through the Spirit, I put the right words into his mouth. I fill him myself with light and strength so that he will also be able to enter the darkness as a bearer of light and that he will succeed in chasing away the darkness. He himself will radiate light and attract people who desire light. They will feel good in his presence because they will feel the benefit of light. But there will only ever be a few who accept your light. But for these few the morning dawns, they escape the night, and they are saved from spiritual death. And that is why your work is so extremely important, that is why I urgently need you, because as a human being you have access to your fellow human beings sooner than I myself, because my light radiation is too strong for them and they would have to perish. But you dim the glow, you can let your light shine to the extent that it is beneficial for your fellow human beings and I can then intensify it according to their will to stand in the light. Let yourselves be driven by my Spirit, for it assigns you the work you are capable of doing. And I myself am with you with my blessing and my love. Amen.